Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
You're going to have a birthday. Is your birthday Friday or Saturday?
Saturday, or Friday night to Saturday.
Friday night. Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Do you think we're going to have a class tonight?
I thought we were.
Yeah, right now you're the only one, and I haven't heard from anybody else, so.
All right. So what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to wait. I always wait at least 10 minutes, so.
Okay.
So we have 6 minutes more.
Okay. Are you spending Thanksgiving with your family?
I am.
Good.
Definitely going to be an interesting process.
An interesting process?
Family can be an interesting experience all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gula Jimimimpa, Tati Serula, Alapetimo Yutak Sadi, Kaberinat Amkasagvenu. Kaharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimogalad Yitkashin Barhem Taharen Rakame Sitkatha Tamid Gamen Betet Resh Tzaditat Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuha Nael Adata Pet kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid geya lamcha penei zochrei kiddushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodeya talumot. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yirtav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energies and the left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Elrachum v'chanun. Erech apayin. V'ral chesed v'emet. Meltzer chesed la'alafin. Meltzer awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'chilu erchimud chilud chilu erchimu le'ahta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. The Yehuda Shemim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu.
Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Bekudsha Perichu Koma De'aved Be'ela Wittata Kola Yihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Be'leid Lach Mila Be'alma Be'vae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzirich Be Alma.
The energy of the year 5779 is to become wiser. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. Each of these verses has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within it. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18.
Ve'imadele lo tishmeuli v'yasafti l'yasra echem sheva al chatotechem.
The second verse comes from Isaiah. It is from chapter 36, verse 6.
Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut haze al mitraim masher yisameh ishalav uva vekapo unkava Kain paro melech mitzrayim lekol habotim alav.
The third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13.
V'gam ani checheleti hakotecha Hashmim al hatotecha.
There is a fourth verse that connects to the energy of becoming wiser through the first letter being a hey and the last letter being a tet. There are 13 verses like that in the Tanakh. We study one each month. Kislev, our current month, is the third verse. And the third verse is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20. Hamasukam teruma et lo yirkav yivhar harash haham yivakesh lo lechakim pesel lo yimot. There's another verse that connects to the energy, because its first letter is a Tav, and the last letter a Tet. This verse is from chapter 41, verse 22 of the book of Job. Tav Tav Hadudei Chares Irpad Charutz Aleiti. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. This is a tool that allows us to reduce our ego. It helps us to reduce our ego, as our ego is what separates us from Hashem. The first of the two verses in the Tanakh that we study is from Second Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal vayavo, hamelech lirotel, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, nat amar achoti udlavev, v'eine shete levivot. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Hatati odiaha wawoni loki siti amarti ode ale pashai ladonai yohe wahe weata nasata awon hatati sela. The year 5777 is the year of the wake-up call, which is also the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first of these two verses is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So it's Aduni Katsipor Oyevai Hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which represents or translates as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse connecting to the year 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in the verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion, and the separation between the letters is seven letters each.
Kim va Adonai Yo he wa he Elo he chem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat ולא יכלו להפשיט את כל העולות ויחזקו אחיכם הלוויים עד כלות המלאכה ויד יתקדשו הכהנים כי הלוויים ישרי לבב להתקדש Mehakohanim. The second verse that connects to the pause. First, there are 25 words in this verse, and so when we take the first letter, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola yo alame hey 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 aka a ka re ka ha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be tu va Adonai yo he wa he ade ad ki be ya yo he. Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olam. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is from Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem yimeni Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitabe sham wishavtem elai el nachum. V'halakti itzem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vishakan tahtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosivtu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing a tool of saying each letter in sequence with its root vowel out loud. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo alada.
Yozala me be hey hey reyo hey po me la awa kala yo la wa wa hey hey la nu la sa yo 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 me la hey say say wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey reyo yo awa me la ta be wa shi re. Yo ke wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 a me yo ha wa 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 la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta he me be he pe wa yo me nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me me he me yo da me be me nu to a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me. Hey yo yo may wa may. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Sadiqim utilizing the same tool. It's coming up. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me la a la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa me nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me lo la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a to me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he wu za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo au a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey o she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey hey a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re. Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la wa he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, which is the 13th day of Kislev, and we know anything with the number 13 is connecting to unity. Rabbi Rachamim Mazuz of Jerba, Ravina Bere de Rav Huna, Rabbi Yisrael Taub of Moshitz, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman, then Rabbi David Moshe,
Rabbi Shalom Chadaya of Aram Tzova. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. We will say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, followed by the Kaddish. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say the Kaddish as a tool of elevation and to praise Hashem. Itkadavit kadashime rabbah, and everyone says Amen. V'almadi brakirute v'amlich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayedikol bet Yisrael. V'agalav v'zman kariv. Vipa rafi ishtabach, vipa arvit romam, vit nase, vita dar, vita le, vita lao, shmede kudsha, ve'ela, min ko birkata, v'shirata, tushpechata, v'nachamata, damiran be'alma, Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shamaya V'chayim Aleinu V'alko Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose Shalom Bim Romav V'yase Shalom Aleinu V'alko Yisrael V'imru Amen. If you open up the unique astrological times link and scroll down towards the end of the file, there is a specific meditation that it's good to say . It's about a half an inch from the bottom. It's titled The Battle Prayer for When Israel is Involved with an Actual Physical War. And I heard that may have be happening right now. So I think it's worthwhile that we say this prayer together. There's another link to follow up the actual prayer itself. It's a PDF file, so it sometimes takes a little bit to open up.
Yetem heata wewecha emeri yeket lalau haman. May it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy and pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you and you shall be silent, that you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people Israel power and success to be victorious in all matters, that their words be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and every judgment. And that may their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. Yetem he'ata wewecha he'medi yekes lalau haman. And may we all say, Amen. May it be so be your will. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19. Second column from the left is a link to a landing page. When that landing page opens up for the Tikkuni Zohar, just scroll down till you find class 48A, section 48A. I will start with the L'shem Yichud again, because we have grounded the energy when we said the Shema. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Dchilu Dchilu Urchimu L'yavda L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Ashrei Ham Yodaya Teruah Divar Achar Kol Anot Anochi Shomea Da Yehu Ano Yo Ve'anaki shomea Ve'ayehi tzvichat V'kol yomah l'mala Hayol naha V'karan le'ya Tirein zinin Erev haboker Shemei Yisrael We call Barnash the Aitlea. Ano Yid Mishkini Nata. Da Yehi Aneo. Begaluta Rachika Min Bala. Bekara Lea Bekol Yoma. Shemea Yisrael Viyahi Nechit. Begabe v'day aleya Yitmar kol anot Anochi shoma
Kodeanoya Tehayaneo Anoki Shema Kamachad Bakirta Vedashakinta Tata Vichad Bakashirata Dabarit Sadik Aleya Itmar Shofar Holech Haraz Gadol Girin Vilainun Sadikim de Israel de Kabelu Berit de Razakotea Nafkin Megaluta Viraza de Mila Alachem Zara Teinun Tefin Dazarka Kamotinin The Amorain Delela Ubareko Leyari Amaru Natre Natra Bita Haginat Aleph Mechatzim Begaluta Ha'elach Ait Marlota Yera Papa Fadleli Mechatz Yoav Yomem Vikashita Vikatsi Desatera Tekudusha Yagan Alen Vitachata Tkanafiyu Kekisatina Vesahara Amto Sina Dashakinta Tata Vesahara Dashakinta Ila Amto Damoda Tem Saita Kamya Yehu Viamar Tanean Tanean Mishnataiha Viazreku Vilatishtaneo Marachame Ladina Halka Azlat Lamini Dilkon Lit Gavara Baal Shania Gom Kavela Tata Tata Kabel Salota Kondere Tafikat Lechon Uvanehu Megaluta Demishavoda Vadina Dehaho Demimena Algalota Albanehu Miad Devarech Lon Salik Leatre Leatre Yad Ham Rabbi Shimon Pekadameta Patach Gwe Amar Tana Tana Ista Amar Lech Behakoreta Legabecha Vidashakinta Uvastareku Tilata Vanin Dianun Talatafin Timocha Ilain Dinun Yud 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 Viat Kalilu Behachama Betagona Duudat Amar Leya Rabbi Shim Basala Bekanach Dehakishta Legabicha Dayehu Ot Havarit Isamarbagirin Dilea Kainuntalat Vav 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 Tasalkin Chai Bechoshvin Yada Chai Almin Kam Tena Tenaihu Veimar Leia Ha Tena Tenaya Vilaseya Lech Baromata Tiayuhu Lefelila Me'arva Parashin Vidava Vidahu Amoda de Emsaita Kalioshi Tivin Te Yehuda the Ramah. Kavim diat mar deyavishyayim Pesalakanacha Dehakurane Paralagabecha Deinun tirein neviyahi Kishot alaihu itmar Itzmiyach kirin ledavid Umirtamet ach karon Kishoa satara dishkinta Itkare karena Bere Vesitra Dishor Vikareni Raim Kiranim Kiraniyu Vayanun Mashiach Rishon Ushne Yudval Vithait Rishon Ushne Hey Shikin tatatil porkara me asha someka fiat staveat bolit kareat somako para adoma tame mat adoma kudai misitra The Gabura the Mima, the Sidra the Hau, Idmar Beya, Ha Tehilayach. Leave me the Hayata Mima, Ain Bo Mom, Misidra the Yaakov, Delayat. Beya Pesulat Deit Bar Beya V'Yakov Ishtam Yakov Deli Allah Ugdayok Neya Yakov Diltata Asher Lo Allah Aleya O Mishavoda Tegaluta Begin Deyehi Shekin ta'ola Itkareyat Bela'od eladihu Itkareyat shevat Tayahis yisor Vamalaka begin deyatakareyat Taro de Ushlama Pegina Amar Amare Tai Itkamagahai Rehuka Mimeni Pegin Para Adomida Ayehi Mitarad et Hatama Umat mea et hatahor Veitasaka bo viraza Gemila mi yiten tehor Metogma lo echad Mesitiharat et
Dekahane Mesitra Diyamena Itkare Ish Tehor Begin U Dilta Dilsata Reya Nadisatera Temina Yehime Adioraita Of Algal Tehite Ma Atadake Beael Meta Meat At Hatohor Dagurura Dil Satara Samael Dinapel Bhaktoshite Almadhawa Sahor Sayo Leya Begindi Shleet. English translation. Without connection via the Shekhinah, there is distress, since the process of unification is interrupted and chaos ensues. Because of this, Hear, O Israel, is the calling of that connection into focus. The cantillation notes call into play the recognition of the awareness of the Shekhinah, which is the path out of exile. Even the mere inkling, the seed of awareness, is enough to awaken the feeling that is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah harmonizes thoughts, obviating the effects of negativity and providing a refuge against chaos. This awareness of the Shekhinah is above, below, and in the middle, meaning it is all around. The contemplation of the Mishnah is a means of calling into awareness this perception that is the Shekhinah. Halakha provides a straight path to the right, to the ability to discern right from wrong. Kabbalah gives the ability to understand the import of your prayers and how they work together to bring about the experiences of your life. Bareta is the attraction, call it the force that unifies you, in the recognition of the Shekhinah, the proof that is witnessed from without by experiences. The sling is the Shekhinah, whereby the life force of the worlds is sent forth via the three vows. The Shekhinah is within, becoming sling and bow and the sign of the covenant, understood intellectually as Chokhmah, Tevuna, and Dat. The study of the Baraita, the alternative views of the Mishnah, allows for the discriminating thoughts of words and ultimately of meanings. These meanings coalesce in the unity of the Shema. The Shekhinah brings everything about. Her awareness built itself into the first and second temples and the first Messiah, which was Moses, and the second Messiah that comes after. The Shekhinah is built up by the awareness of the countless who study Torah, and the awareness that this brings fresh thought from its mundane moorings. As thought is set free, the Shekhinah travels freely and reaches the place of unification, as naturally as a breath comes in and out. And it is the purification, the red heifer, that serves as the seed for the awakening of this perception, that as the Shekhinah purifies that which is defiled, because this awareness cuts through the dross and sets up the pathways of holiness. And a priest who is pure, if he would strive to offer to Azazel, would purify Israel from all of its sins. And as it says in Vayikra, for upon this day it will atone for you, to purify you, etc. And whether he is pure, he would become impure
through Azazel. And regarding the Nida, the priest would be impure until evening, and then would become purified. That's the end of the section 48A. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? You all have a happy Thanksgiving. I will have classes tomorrow at, yes.
The statement where it says Hatma, Tabuna, and Dot, is Tabuna another name for Bina?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Tabuna, in Bina, there is a process. And there are three levels, three aspects of Bina as part of that process. So yes, people use it as another name for Bina, but it actually represents the three columns of the left column. And the Tabuna would be the left of the left.
Okay.
I forget the other two names. Some people consider it an alternative discussion than Dot. But we understand that in Bina that you have negativity is potentially created. And it's created essentially in the this word Tabuna.
Okay, I think it was Gubara that had another name at one time too, didn't it?
Well, Hesed had another name.
It was Hesed.
Hesed had the other name being Gedola.
Okay. I wasn't too sure. I wasn't confusing the two.
Understand. So tomorrow night at the 4:30 West Coast time hour, we will continue our study of section 14 of Lech Lecha. Excuse me, section 13 of Lech Lecha. And we will have a questions and answers period at 7 o'clock West Coast time. And if I don't speak to you tomorrow, then please have a beautiful Thanksgiving. We will not have classes Thursday night. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Happy Thanksgiving. Shalom.
Shalom.